Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The highlight of my week, get a chance to talk Mets baseball with our friend Eddie Coleman. And Eddie's got a podcast, a daily thing. Get it radio.com or WFAN.com, and you can hear Eddie's trenchant commentary on a daily basis. Eddie, how's that?
Trenchant, huh? Wow.
Yeah, well, I have to admire, you know, people say, you should be on the air more, and I go, you know what? I have enough trouble one day a week or 2 days a week coming up with things that are really interesting and things that I really am passionate about, and to do it on a daily basis, even for 1 minute, might be difficult.
Yeah, sometimes some days are shorter than others. Let's put it that way. But
fine.
But actually, yesterday, anytime Pete Alonso talks, you've always got a lot to talk about. So that was rather easy. You know, Pete's always got a lot on his mind. You know.
Well, okay, so Steve Cohen has gone back to Twitter. That's something I didn't realize, yeah. But Eddie Arzuman made me aware of that. But now, apparently, Mr. Alonso is getting off social media. And, I read this story. Your thoughts on that and the things that he said about it.
Well, when he said it, I was thinking there's an awful lot of older people who are just, you know, saying, Pete, you're my hero right now.
Get off my lawn, Pete.
I mean, listen, I have a Twitter account, but I don't use it a lot. I use it, when I think I should use it, or when I, you know, just out of the blue, that kind of thing. You know, when something pops into your head or whatever. Not every 3 minutes, okay? Like a lot of people. And I think, you know, I loved what he said. I want to live in real life. those are great words to live by. You don't have to be out there all the time. And I think with Pete, you know, that sometimes he's his own worst enemy. You know, he cares so much, and you know, he thinks about things so much that I think it maybe possibly distracts him sometimes. He just wants to, you know, put everything aside and work on getting back to where he was in 2019. I think that's probably a good idea. You know, I think at some point this year we'll see him back on Twitter. That's my feeling. But for now, I think it's a good thing for him.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, social media can be a huge distraction, and I'm certainly not at the level of followers that that Pete Alonso has. Mm-hmm. But I put up a thing about Bruce Springsteen last week, which I thought was a pretty innocuous little piece about the commercial that he did, the Jeep commercial. And that was the DWI that just turned into having a shot of tequila in a public park, you know, a whole different thing.
Right.
And that was pretty innocuous. And I said, by the way, I listened to the Obama Springsteen podcast, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So if you have an open mind, you want to hear it, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. I can't tell you the vitriol and the hatred and the nasty comments. Most of them not really directed at me, but at Springsteen. And I'm going, the boss? You hate the boss that much? And, as good a guy as Pete Alonso seems to be, and the polar bear and the whole deal, You know, there are probably haters out there who, when he puts something up, that. So who needs that, right?
That's what I say to myself all the time. I don't really need that in my life. You know, I really don't. I'm sure there are people, on a daily basis that, oh, God, I can't stand listening to him. And, I don't have to see them or hear them on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, you got your wife for that.
Exactly. My wife and my family, that's fine. Yeah. They tell me every day. Just shut up, Ed. God. I liked a lot of things that Pete said yesterday. And honestly, I think, last year was frustrating. I asked him about Chili Davis, having Chili back as a hitting coach. You know, and to me, Pete was probably the guy most affected by it last year because he doesn't need constant reaffirmation, but I think he likes to talk about at-bats, in between at-bats, that kind of thing. It's one thing to talk on a Zoom after the game or before the game, as opposed to, what'd you see last at-bat, what happened, what did I do, that kind of thing. And I think he missed that. And I think, as he said yesterday, we talk the same language. So, just having him around, I think, will help him this year. Now, was it, the sole cause of what went on last year? No, obviously not. Pete, to me, missed a lot of balls in the zone last year. Normally, when you see somebody have a down year or an off year, you watch him, like with a slugger, you watch him, whiff at those, the slider is down and away, outside the zone. He did that occasionally, but not a lot. He just missed a lot of balls in the zone for whatever reason. So, I have a feeling that will probably change around. And it has nothing to do with dropping social media, but I just think that, doing that, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think, just focus, make yourself focus a little bit more. And, like I said, I think he'll be back on it or back at it later on. But for now, I think it's a good thing.
Well, Eddie, you anticipated my question because I was going to bring up Chili Davis because I think him being there, now he's had his vaccinations and he's going to be present, I think is a big thing, not just for Alonso, but for everybody because he was such a terrific hitting instructor. And, we have opinions on how helpful hitting instructors can be and what they can. It's, you'd have your natural talent going. But just that reassurance and just the little things that he would pick up. So I think that's going to boost the team's offense to a great degree, just having Chili around and Slade around too.
Absolutely. And Tom Slater did a great job last year when Chili was away because he was in person. But no, you're right. Chili's a good person. He's just easy to talk to. I think all the players find that. I think he helps, and having him around certainly I think will help this year. Now what they have to do is figure out how to get the runners on base in, which they did. They didn't do a very good job of last year, but those are situational kind of things, and I think Chili can help with that too. Did that make a difference, him not being in person? I have no idea. Everybody can have their theories about that, but they put plenty of people. They put small armies on the bases last year, from game to game. They just couldn't get them in. So what they have to do is, pick the situational hitting up a little bit. But, when you look at this lineup and you think or project what this, what these guys can do or what they normally do, that's a heck of a lineup to get through. So the offense should not be a problem, that's for sure.
Well, and the interesting thing is third base is the one area. I mean, you've got Lindor, you've got McNeil, you've got Alonso at first base, or you've got another first baseman in Dominic Smith who's as good a hitter, maybe not exactly with the pop, but a better fielder. So you've got those three positions covered. Third base, you're looking at J.D. Davis and you're going, what do we got here? And he had a tremendous first year with the Mets, hit over 300 and was a very, very solid hitter. His fielding was the question mark. And, do you think with work, he can be an everyday third baseman or pretty much everyday third baseman and handle it glove-wise?
Yeah, listen, J.D. works, and I think he got better defensively last year. Is he perfect there? No. Is he ever going to be perfect? Probably not. But, you know, can he do the job there? Yeah, I think he's going to be there the majority of time for the Mets this year. The interesting thing to me early on is Lindor. And how much he's thrown himself into being, you know, kind of a part-time coach and helping guys out. He's really been worth his weight in gold. You know, not only is he a terrific player, but everybody seems to like him. Everyone is willing to listen to what he has to say, and why wouldn't you? He's a terrific player. Yesterday he was working with Davis and VR and Guillorme at third base. Now, all those guys can play third. They just haven't played third a lot. And Lindor is the kind of guy, he was talking about spacing, like where, you know, he sees them playing in relation to him at shortstop. You would think that it's got to help having a guy like that to your left. But, you know, just working with him, getting rid of the ball, you know, the quickness, the agility, that kind of thing. He's helped out an awful lot. I think if they listen to him and also to Gary DeSarcina, who I think is a terrific infield coach and third base coach, I think things will get better there. The Mets seem a little hell-bent on making this team as versatile as possible, which is fine. But, you know, bouncing people around all the time from position to position, you know, can lead to a little instability, I think, at times, too. So you'd like to see certain guys, you know, entrenched at certain places, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and Guillorme is an interesting guy. You brought him up before. I always thought he was a lot older. I guess it's the beard, but he's still a young guy. Yeah. And he can hit. I mean, that was the thing. Like, it looked like, okay, all glove, no hit. And he's been working and doing a lot of analytics. And I could see a situation evolving where he gets a significant amount of time as a lefty playing third base.
Yeah, he's Guillorme's interesting. I it's always been fascinating to me because I'd watch him in spring training, and I know he can hit. And, you know, some guys can and can do it better there. And, you know, you come up during the season and, you know, get spot starts. It's harder. But it always mystified me why he didn't show more offensively when, you know, he did come up and get his chances. But I think last year he changed a little bit. He said he became more aggressive at the plate. You know, he was a little passive when he came up before, you know, trying to not to swing at strikes or whatever, and then he'd get behind in the count. And so he was a little more aggressive last year, and it worked out for him. So I think he's settled into a comfort zone a little bit. I think he's happy, you know, in his spot. He knows that, you know, when he's called upon, he's going to have to go in there, and, you know, he may go a couple of days without playing, but that's just the way he is. He's on a big league roster, and I think he's enjoying that. He's a good guy, and he can play, and he's got really good hands too. So he can help out. Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, Eddie, we're out of time, so we'll do it again next weekend, and you know, I'll be religiously following your daily podcast.
And don't follow me on social media, okay?
Stay away from me on social media. Okay, Eddie C.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.